jamais été mon chapeau devant personne. Maintenant je rampe et je fais le beau quand elle me sonne. J'étais chien méchant, elle me fait manger dans sa menette. J'avais des dents de loup, je les ai changées pour des quenouilles.
Well, I'm glad to be back with you again, because in my years of experience of offering up this knowledge of the yamas and niyamas, it just gets more full of possibilities and more interesting. Now, last week, we finished and reviewed the yamas. And remember I mentioned that the yamas are a little bit like a personal GPS. They give us ideas and tell us when we're going perhaps in the wrong direction and that we need to make an immediate legal U-turn, or maybe they just shift our attention a little bit. And we worked through those in those past weeks. Non-violence, truthfulness, non-stealing, non-excess, non-possessiveness. And, you know, at first you hear the word and you think, maybe not of interest to me, or what's that all about? And then it opens up and the pages turn. Well, now we come to the niyamas. So why don't I give you a little bit of a review of the niyamas and then we'll start off. Now, the next 5 weeks, I think, are wonderful. And the niyamas are purity, contentment, self-discipline, self-study, and surrender, words that we may not always have in our daily ideas. But, you know, I'm once again going back to Deborah Adele's book, which is one of the wonderful resources that we've been following. And at the very back, she says, the niyamas, or we'll call them observances, are an invitation into an exploration of your possibility, my possibility. Just how good can we feel and what good can we do? Just how deep joy can we feel in our life and how can our life be? We'll never know this unless we consciously make some choices to look at this and perhaps have a go at this exploration. The five niyamas outline the shapes of our choices. And then she says, but there's no right or wrong to this exploration. Nor there is better or worse. Like the niyamas simply point us in a direction of something better and richer and fuller and easier than we might now be aware of. And it's as if we have five seeds to plant and care for, and they will bloom in our inner awareness. So there's some interesting concepts here, and especially for me as the years have gone by, because I've been doing this for 50 years, as the years have gone by, it's that expectation of how people are expected to age or what they're expected to do or be like. But it's not necessarily about that. It's who am I? How am I? And I can feel good about the potential of my days. So I'll put that piece of paper away. And it, once again, it always seems to me when I first start an enormous subject. And with all of these sheets of paper in front of me, I break them down so that maybe I can express them to you in a way that you want to listen to it a second and a third time, or keep it for next year, or you want to research and really understand the absolute wonder that we are as human beings. But that's always and often clouded over with habits and patterns and our own feelings about ourselves. So may I say, as I start, I'm going to read you what I found that makes good sense today on the what is Salsha, and then why would we think about doing it or thinking about it, and then what are some of the steps, and can I just encourage you, whether it's this week or you listen to it another week, can I encourage you to think on the how can we put it into place? It's very simple. And I can tell you from experience, from being 28 years of age to being 77 years of age, this has changed through the years. But I think maybe that's why I've been able to, as the boat's rocked in my life a little bit, I've been able to keep my balance. And I'm growing through this every time I do it. So, what is saucha? S-A-U-C-H-A. Well, they call it, or we call it, in the texts, the Santrix text, purity. But we, in our Western word, might think of cleanliness. So can we interrelate both of those? But I'm going to go back to the ancient texts. The jewel of saucha. It invites us to purify our bodies, our thoughts, and our words. Because as we purify ourselves physically and mentally, what happens is we become less cluttered and heavy. That purification, which they just said of body, thoughts, and words, truly does bring about a brightness and a clarity of who we are, not copying anyone else. You see, as we purify ourselves from the heaviness and the clutter of, well, let's say, toxins in our body, toxins in our negative thoughts, distractions that take us off our feeling that our way forward is clear, our scatteredness in our minds, in our bodies, and in our workplace and homes, as we purify that, we gain a clarity. And for me, I've repeated this so many years. The clarity is that I learn to meet each moment with the most integrity I can, but more so with a freshness. And I want to say that again, because for me, that word freshness as I age is means that I've got a vital body that's not falling apart and I can help myself. And I've got a mind that is feeling stronger and more calm. And that means that we become more pure in whatever's happening in each moment. Is it easy? Not at all. Do the days have troughs and raises and ups and downs? Yes, but if you do the how that we talk about soon, you'll say those old texts, they had a way with words, a way with expressing it for us. In many countries, and maybe I'm saying the Western countries, but I'm not thinking only, but many people in countries, they get obsessed about cleanliness. But perhaps they've never learned to pay attention to an inner purity of that inner person that we really are. Because cleanliness is a process of scrubbing the outside of us until it changes in the outer appearance, or scrubbing the outside of anything so from the outside it quite sparkles. But that's not the same as purification. Purification works on our insides and in subtle ways for us personally. It changes the very essence of our moments, of our days in our mind, let alone our body. I mean, cleanliness is important. You know, saucha calls us to the inward journey of purification, not only the external appearance of cleanliness. And so it will look different to each person. I mean, I understand. You know, it's moments of all of a sudden deep wisdom when we say these words a few times, and the words we may not use in our society, our essence. But you know, we're not the outside of us. They could strip off of our clothes and our housing, and they could strip off us our car, and we could stand up, because deep within us we know we could recover, and we know there's a wisdom in there that bathes us in light, that we're not going to fall completely apart. So that's part of what Salsha says. But it says some other things. Now I'm jumping down to the next page because when I read this, I mean, I've never done it any other year, but I wrote beside it, wow, the old is the now new. And I've got COVID-19. So if you're reading this next year, COVID-19 has gone away or settled down, then we can think about it in a different light. But it's got here. Salsha has a quality that asks us not to only seek purity in ourselves, but to seek purity with each moment by allowing it to be as it is. I read that, and it really struck me. To be as it is? My goodness, people are suffering. People have got anxiety. I've had anxiety since all of this has begun. I've had good days and flat days. And you're asking us to allow it to be just as it is? But you know, if we can just step back, because worry is not going to keep us healthy. And anger and frustration and anxiety is only going to cause us closer to discomfort and disease. So could we just every morning and every night, and maybe through the day if it's necessary for us, we are asked to be with life. We are asked to be with other people in our minds, with things, with the day, with our work or our no work, with the weather, as all of these are just in the moment. And a lot of the moments we cannot do anything about. And if we let the worry, the anxiety, the anger get the better of us, we will be destroying ourselves. And there is always light ahead. And it goes on to say, not that we wish they were or think that we should have them different all the time, that we expect it right now because we know it can't be right now. But if we don't stay with what is and do our breathing and do what we can to help ourselves, which I hope I help you here, we fail a guideline in any of our attempts to live the day. And I think what will happen in all of us in some ways, we can't adapt. It's just feeling too much. So we judge, criticize, control, manipulate, get angry, pretend. We let our disappointment out and we check out because we're not balanced. Now, I'm not saying purity is the word I'm using here. Purity is not necessarily our attempt to make something different than it is. Rather, it is to be right in the pure essence of how it is at the moment, just for this moment, what we can do to look after our sanity and our anxiety and our restlessness. What can we do? And the difference between being pure with something, it's an incredible gift that allows us maybe to be with people that are suffering that we can't fix right now. So we need to stay so disciplined and looking after ourselves. We need to be pure with all the pieces of ourselves that increase our staying power within our own suffering. And my voice was shaking when I said that because 2 days ago I felt shaky all day. And it was using all these resources that I had been taught that I could feel less anxiety, less wonderment of things not being able to be fixed, that I could perhaps be positive if I was speaking with someone about maybe their pain. You want to become safe within ourselves and become safe in place for others. I'll say it again. We want to become safe and balanced in ourselves so we can become safe and a safe place for others. And I had 2 calls today, one a friend and someone I don't speak to very often at all. And their first words are, How are you, Nanette? And you know, it was so wonderful for me to get the feeling in their voice, how are you, Nanette? And we talked a while, where I was able to say I had a couple of shaky days. So we can each become the person who can sit comfortably and compassionately with others without trying to fix them, or at least being there and just listening. Just being in the moment. I have a story. It's out of the book, so I'm reading a story, not mine. But it says, one of my friends related an incident with her 3-year-old son. It was a particularly busy day and she was attending to many things. You know, she was rushed and frustrated. And in the process of all her busyness, her son was trying to get her attention. Frustrated, the little one grabbed her face between his hands and said, "Mummy, you're not recognizing me." Oh my, as this little 3-year-old reminded his mother, each moment, each person, each event asks us to recognize it by trying to be truly present to it as it is. And that's what my friend did with me today. And then the other one. They were quite present. Nanette, how are you? Then I asked them how they were. And we were just quietly supporting each other about how we will move through this. So another why. Why would we think of Saucha? One, any purification, which is the inside body and the mind, or the outside cleansing strengthens the body and it insulates the mind from running amok. So that prepares us for awakening better energy through meditation, breathing, relaxation. Otherwise, we all spin out a little bit. You know, we've all got spirit, but unless we do something to support it, you know, it's not as great as it would be. Now, our cleansing or our purification, it doesn't have to be earth-shattering or weird or in magic. Look, it might just be that, like, I've had to get back to daily physical exercise. Increase your water intake. So a couple of clients that I've been talking to over the phone and have been working with other practitioners, they've been suggested you've got to hydrate more, drink more water. It might be that another person said, I felt so much better when I cleaned out my closets, then I went and relaxed, but I needed to do both. So whatever form purifying takes, let it always begin with an intention to lighten the load we're carrying. We are all carrying a load. The load of COVID and the frustration and our disappointment and our fears and our unsureness. The load of too much sugar and carbs and our weight and inflammation. The load of oversleeping, undersleeping. This, I've had it all. I'm in it. I'm fixing it for myself, not trying to fix anybody else necessarily, just trying to lighten the load and maybe it'll, you know, lighten their load as well. So just to lighten the load, because all of those, the overeating, the carbs, the sugars, the oversleeping, they are real and they are heavy. Heavy in the body, heavy in our energy system, because we don't have much at times, and heavy in the mind. All right, well, what are some of the things we can do about it? All right, I've got a couple of pages here, and then we've got the last page, so let's have a look at some of these. Number one, naturally, is slow down. Now, slow down might be a daily practice of yoga that I've got up on the videos, or a meditation. It might be breath practices and postures. And I would think We can say what we want about these practices of breathing, meditation, yoga, yamas and niyamas, but one thing is clear. The ancient sages and the ancient texts placed a high priority on purification. Wonder why that was important way back then and now. Well, one explanation could be there's a great energy that lies mostly dormant within each of us. Now, if we're thinking about meditation and the mind and the nervous system, we could call it a depth of consciousness of the experience of following our bliss and in moments being free from anxiety or pain or distraction. But it also goes through to our vagus nerve. It goes through to our energy system deep within the body that rules all the organs, the kidneys, the heart, the liver. So everything is connected. And you know, we have at times, I think, or I have, and I'm sure you have, we felt this energy that I'm talking about. And that's what I'm doing all of the videos for and all of the audios for. Because I want us to understand how to come and come back into contact with this energy. Now, let me call it energy. Let me call it bliss. Let me call it things that we need to get back to, but we haven't. But it's moments when we are being totally free from all the baggage that we carry and hang on to. We just stay in the moment, which is why breathing, relaxation, meditation is the formula that I have always taught and I always will. Because it brings to us moments when tears can silently well in our eyes with stirring from some overwhelming love that we see between a child and an animal or a child and ourselves. Moments when beauty of nature stops us and captures us in wonder. Or moments when sheer contentment and well-being oozes from our pores. Moments when the life force pulsates through us like vibrance and vibrance of the young. I had one of my students who has been working very, very hard in her job, and her job is particularly stressful. And so she hasn't been able to do many Zoom classes or anything because it was just constantly tension and tightness. So we've been working for the last few weeks a little bit on her physical body, but more so on her breathing and relaxation. And very honestly and beautifully the other day, she said, you know, once I started to relax, I started to weep. And she said, it's because my earlier teacher, before I came to Melbourne, explained to me that that was good. That was all the tension coming away. And she said, in 2 days, my pain has gone. I feel much more relieved. Now, it's something that we can think about, that when we do practices for ourselves that are wise, it really gives us space. And I talked about space last week. The practice of saucha or purity of cleansing ourselves and cleansing our ability to be with each moment takes on a lovely quality, lighter, more spacious and expansive. Our bodies become more alive, our minds become more clear, and our hearts become more open. And you know, another thing is that, you know, another story, this was probably the last one. This, she goes on to say, my sister-in-law recently returned from visiting her 2-year-old grandson. She was fresh and alive from the experience. All she could talk about was how everything looked new to her because for a week she'd seen through the curious, delighted eyes of a child in the simplicity of nature, keeping things simple. She had gained what the Buddhists call the beginner's mind. far from being stale. She was gripped with the child's curiosity about everything simple, which made her more open, playful, and able to be surprised. She had for a while reclaimed that light quality and ability just to see things as they are and maybe hang in there. She became pure for the moment. So we have to fiercely love ourselves and fiercely look after ourselves. So what we need to do is get up, have a plan, keep our outer cleanliness, do some breathing exercises. You've got the audios that are free that I've been doing. You can do a relaxation. You can go for a walk. We know that. Or maybe in doing all of these things and just getting our mind off the things that make hardship and depressed, we can actually begin to leave ourselves alone and just be. Just be with our full attention at the moment of anything we're doing with a child's joy. So this week, could I ask you to do some breathing practices, do some relaxation, if you know it, meditation, if you know yoga or wish to, you know there's things you can go in to look at. Notice if your body's sluggish or you're over and under doing everything. Just watch how your thoughts are. If they're negative and stale and toxic and irritable, or whether you just stop, look at the sky, look at the flowers and the trees, or journal if you have to. And maybe every now and again, get yourself happily involved in something you love and leave yourself alone. I've taken the fourth one, and this week I set aside one undisturbed long period of time eating an orange. Cutting it up, not eating it quickly, looking at it, smelling it, delighting at it. It was off my own tree. Now, it seems silly, but these are age-old written texts that have come through to be written of new wisdom. Next week, we have the next niyama. It's contentment, and it will be wonderful. So this has been a bit longer. Thank you for listening. I'm going to sign off now and say, have a wonderful week. Take good care of yourself. And I'll see you next week for contentment. Bye for now. Il faut se pendre.